Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Scott and Becky are challenged by Rob to a blind tasting. Since Scott chooses Petite Sirah in every blind tasting, Rob actually picks a Petite Sirah tonight, namely the 2013 Turley Rattlesnake Ridge Petite Sirah. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening, Rob. Good evening, folks. It's very nice to be here.
I'm also joined by the Triple B.
Good evening. It is nice to be here.
Folks, on tonight's show, you heard in the open, we have another challenge by Rob the Wine Guy to Scott and Becky. It's Becky's favorite.
I'm so excited.
The secret wine is
I'm less
tonight.
Excited.
Now you all know what the secret wine is. You heard it, Scott and Becky.
You did the pre earlier.
Mm-hmm. You can go back and listen to the episode eventually and find out what the wine was.
If Rob remembers,
I feel like.
Did you write it down?
I
cover up the label. Did you throw away the bottle?
Touche.
You normally ask me what I want to do for the episode, and I'm shocked that you didn't, because I would have said it's a Saturday night. We always record on Sunday night, but I would have said it's a Saturday night. We should do something extra nice.
Maybe we did that.
I doubt it.
Oh.
What do you think, Scott?
That's curt.
Well, off air, we might have had some discussions about this, and he said we should get this. He said this is one we should get, and my mind immediately went blank. I hate this.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't get nervous about this.
It's so
I don't.
I pee my pants.
It is. When someone's like, name your favorite Pinot, you're like, I don't even know. You know, you're like, I don't even know a Pinot. Like, yeah. You know that feeling.
But for every time we do this, it's like, I don't get anxiety about it. I don't. It's just like, when I put my nose this, I go, okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you?
Yeah.
I think the Triple B then will get this. Let me rephrase that. The Triple B will know this one.
I have to carry this team.
You always
As
do.
Always.
Yeah.
This no, wine. We usually talk through stuff on this, and you help me remember things, but just to play blind on my own, nah.
Red wines taste like this. And this wine, folks, is a red wine, so in case they didn't know. Mostly for Scott.
Thank you.
So, folks, we're going to take a break.
I'm blind.
And we come back. I'm going to provide some base clues.
That's nice.
And Scott and Becky, well, no, Scott, will look ridiculous here on the Wine Vault.
I am ridiculous, so that's convenient.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, the secret wine. Here is, I'm going to read you a redacted review. Very redacted. I got to fold it over.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some thoughts on this.
Sometimes the reviews are so helpful, and sometimes they're not.
Uh-huh.
I was also just thinking about if the listeners at home, since they know what it is, like, let's just say it's a Zin, and we're like, is it a Zin? No. I think maybe it's a Pinot. Like, if we're having that conversation, if they're, like, in their car screaming at us,
yeah,
like, idiots.
Please yell at us.
They're like, Scott, don't say that. Or Becky, you're such an idiot.
Well, we are, but that's neither here nor there. Please yell at us.
I would love to hear, like, I don't know. Because I've had that experience when I'm listening to a podcast. And they're like, what's the name of that show where it's blah, blah, blah. And you're like kind of in your car screaming.
Dexter!
Like,
Dexter! And no, he didn't die at the end.
So funny. Okay. Go ahead and read this review, this redacted review.
I'm just going to provide some information from it because it is all very revealing.
Which is probably going to lead us down the wrong path because...
He does that.
I know.
I don't think he's trying to do that.
I know. Well, the reviews are always so whack anyways.
Bright, vivid, and extremely aromatic with lavender, white pepper, and cinnamon notes up front. Backed by cinnamon. Backed by a core of huckleberry, blackberry, and blueberry flavors. There you go. That's part of the review. The rest of it just gives up too much.
You said white pepper, cinnamon, blackberry, lavender, blueberry?
Huckleberry.
Huckleberry.
White pepper. Be specific. Huckleberry.
I'm going to have to go wash my face.
Mm-hmm. Don't you smell the rose water?
I think Sally's late on this seat. I might have to go wash my...
Sally? Yeah. More likely George.
I need to go wash my face.
Okay. Becky... is going to go wash her face. Scott and I are going to continue to converse.
On air. Okay.
Oh, yes.
The lavender's interesting.
Lavender. Is it?
I guess. We've already put our noses in this. And
I smell a backstrap of blackberry and huckleberry. With there's an element of a aromatic floral element.
I mean, we've had really...
It's framed by...
Big noses that are truly lavender.
Well, you have big gobs of fruit, and then they're like laying on a pillow of lavender. I would say that. The lavender is at the edges. It's not, you know, it's an element of the other thing. It's perfumey, lavender-esque blackberry. So, like Jenny's Ice Cream, the place that gives everybody Listeria. It has lavender Listeria ice cream.
Jesus.
So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, how you get Listeria for them?
Why you're besmirching.
Well, I'm just saying.
A wonderful local provider.
Well, I gave everybody Listeria.
Local made products.
I've never had Listeria.
No, nobody got Listeria.
Oh, was it Ebola? What did they have?
What did you have?
I don't know.
That caused your brain damage.
They had something. Other than
your parents dropping on your head.
Is it lavender and huckleberry? What do they have? It's like a black... They have a lavender, blueberry, black... Who the hell knows?
Mm-mm. Lavender with something savory, I think.
No, it was a blueberry or blackberry or something like that. It's like a brambly something. Yeah. That is the... You have an aromatic berry. Can't get any more pretentious than that. I'd like to see you try.
Well, here's the thing about
what
their wonderful ice creams. You know, they do all these. But no, you were right. It's berry, wild berry lavender.
There we go. See,
it's at least one of their flavors. But so her flavors sound pretentious, but they aren't. They're really good. They're really well rounded, and most of them are really well thought out.
Yes, you can get a pint for yourself, folks, for $10. And you say, what did you just say? I said $10 for a pint. Now shut the fuck up.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Alton Brown picked them for best thing I ever ate ice cream.
Oh.
And another Food Network celebrity picked them on best thing I ate, like online ordering or something. So they've been named twice, I believe.
Apparently they never had Domino's Pizza.
Yeah, I bet they all have.
Best thing I've ever ate twice. That's that.
What, you want those, the freeze? You want the freeze, Domino's freeze?
The worst thing I ever had that came out both ends, and that would be Little Caesars. Pizza.
Seizures?
No.
Seizures?
Mm-hmm.
Last time I had Domino's, it wasn't that bad.
I like how Becky is blaming Sally for her issues. Sally doesn't sit down in the basement. She lays on her bed next to her. So she was going to be allergic to anything. It wouldn't be Sally because Sally's all over up in her business. Ridiculous. Probably Bo. She's probably allergic to Bo.
Or maybe the dog at the house. She made a visit to some friends tonight. Mm-hmm. And maybe that dog has caused her some itching.
I believe they
face.
Have a golden retriever. Could be.
Or maybe she's decided she doesn't like us anymore.
That's true.
I can't blame her.
Wow.
Particularly you.
Not me. I'm fantastic. Haven't you met me?
Yeah. That's, like I said, particularly you.
We have another thing on the show tonight, folks. In Wine Spectator, I'm sure you all read that.
Later.
They had like their best gifts or their best tastiest treats, one random page. And I was looking at it and I saw it was called, they had these chips on there. It was by Torres, and they're from Amazon. I don't know where the hell they're actually made. What the hell are these things made? Oh, they're made in Spain. Okay, I got
which makes sense because it's jamón flavored potato chips.
Yes, they were for three bags, and they're they were $12.
They're single serving potato chips.
Maybe a little bit bigger than that. It's less air than you'd normally see.
They're the size of potato chips that formerly were single serve chips. Now you get maybe two handfuls of chips in a single serve bag.
But it's a fairly big portion,
Yeah.
So we have, jamón flavored potato chips. Now, Becky had said this, but I also said it. When we poured them out, she goes, oh, I thought they'd look like salami, which is... I thought the same thing. I don't know why. No, it's just
maybe on the bag. Didn't it have?
It's a picture of the meat on the bag.
Yeah, but it's not. It just looks like potato chips.
You could take slices of ham and freeze dried or something to do it in a chip, but it would be
a jerky chip, something like that.
Yeah, but usually when you dehydrate meat, you call it jerky. I guess.
Yeah, you don't.
I know. Now that I like say meat. It out loud and we talk about it, it sounds crazy, but I definitely thought it was going to be like pink and white spotted.
And it just looks like a chip.
Yeah.
It does. It looks like Lay's. Like, it kind of looks like kettle.
Yeah, kettle chips. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't tasted any of them, but I'm pretty sure they taste like kettle chips.
So back to lavender.
Are we trying them now or no?
Go ahead.
Have you all tried them?
Yes. Ate the whole bag. I will say this. I don't know that they taste like jamón, but they're pretty fucking tasty.
Which is, jamón is delicious, folks.
They are good, but they're not $10 good.
Well, they're $3 good. It was $10 for three bags.
This one I had just now was a lot more ham flavored.
But, I don't think I'd put it in Wine Spectator good.
It's so funny we're eating ham potato chips.
Yeah, he said mix it with manchego cheese, and I have some of that.
Oh.
But, I don't know why.
Will you cut me a little piece? Let me taste it with the manchego cheese. Mm-hmm. Have you done that?
I have not.
Ready for it to rock our world.
There you go.
Nice piece of Spain Revealed has several jamón ibérico ham videos. Spain Revealed on the YouTube channel.
We also have black truffle chips, I do believe. It does taste pretty good.
But also, it would taste so good to eat kettle chips with cheese. This is like...
No. You could just get kettle chips, folks. You can get a whole bag of kettle chips, big bag, for $3.99.
Yeah, the Kroger ones are good.
It tastes the same. So, nice job, Wine Spectator. Anyway, I like them, but...
They're good.
They're good.
It's... Actually, they're really good.
They're really, really good. It's just, they taste like kettle chips. So, maybe fattier kettle chips.
It gives you the fatty. So.
And they're really good on a wine podcast because you hear us crunching on them.
For me, really doesn't do this. It's got the flavor. Mm-hmm. It's just an incredible flavor. But what this does is it leaves like a fatty coating on your tongue.
It does.
And I'm not saying greasy, like greasy chips. This is like a fatty meat taste on your tongue. And it's.
And a little bit
really
of
good.
A little bit of smokiness in the finish.
Smoky, sweet ibérico ham.
It's a good potato chip. That's all I can say. So the wine on the nose. We were talking about lavender and huckleberry and blackberry.
If you want it to be,
we talked about
Rob wants
listeria. I talked a little bit about that.
There's some funk in there.
Is there?
Yep. When I first smelled this, I thought Europe.
You thought Europe, huh?
What do you think, Scott?
Zinfandel. The berry.
And let's just remind everybody the scoring point system.
Oh, God, yeah. Let's do it.
If they get the varietal right, it's 20 points.
Are we competing against each other or working together?
We're working together. Yeah, because you too. Yeah. Where's it from? Like Europe, South America, Aussie, North America, or actually USA, New Zealand. That's 10 points. Where's it really from? That's France, Spain, Italy, California, Oregon, Washington.
Narrowing it down.
Further details, 10 points. That's AVA, AOC, alcohol levels, you could say a reserva, anything like that. Oaking. And then pricing. Within $2, it's 10 point, or it's 10 points. Within $5, it's 5 points. So, 20, 10, 20, 10. 10, 5.
It's a lot of points.
It is.
We're going to get a lot of points.
Rob predicted that.
Really?
You're going to have to get 75 points.
70.
Oh, God.
What did we get last time? 20?
Maybe. 5. Just the 5.
Maybe.
You did poorly. And it was easy.
Yeah. Cab Franc.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
The Varannik, you got 0 points, which I thought
was funny, which was annoying as shit.
Which Cab Franc was that? I can't remember. Oh, yes, it was the El Enemigo.
That French thing.
It's actually Argentinian.
That one, too.
Yeah.
It was bad.
So
it was good.
It was good.
No, we liked it. We're not doing scores of integrity.
Ooh, Oregon is losing to Utah 28-0.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wrote down scores of integrity for both of you. But.
Thank you.
But you know what the wine is.
But no. We're not doing scores of integrity?
No, because you don't know what the wine is.
We rarely know much of a clue.
After you taste it, if you want to write them down, that's fine.
What?
No, I guess you do them.
Okay. That
means you know
the
wine you pick against. No, it's not about that. It's like interesting to see you know what the wine is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus, we're doing this figure out what it is mystery wine thing. Mm-hmm. And then you're.
Yeah.
Factoring that into use predicting what scores were.
Yeah.
True. Okay, so.
So you think Zinfandel.
Well, that was just nose.
Yeah. It's really dark.
Hmm.
It looks to me a little sedimenty.
Really? Like crystalline?
No, just like...
Like you think there's going to be sediment in the bottle, like it's...
I could see that there... How long have you decanted this, Rob?
About an hour and a half.
That was not a human cough. No. That was not a baby gagging.
That was the dog.
It was a dog. It was a very human-sounding gag, though.
Yeah, it was. And when I was... I don't even remember what question I asked, but then it was like kind of like a reaction to the question.
So, yeah. It's dark in the glass.
Yeah.
It has nice legs. I, for the life of me, I don't see any crystalline structure. Maybe a little bit, mm-hmm. but tartaric acid crystals on the glass. But it's beauty. It's actually
it's really pretty.
Beautiful, beautiful. Darker than purple garnet?
Yeah, it's pretty dark.
It's
do we see Zins this dark, or is it more cabs? More, what is the other one? Petite Sirah.
Sitting
really
there,
dark.
He said mystery. I looked at it and thought that could be a cab.
Are we allowed to ask you two questions?
Yes.
He was going to give us some hints, wasn't he? Or did
I already did that?
Oh, that's those.
What were your hints
from a review?
That's correct. You can ask me questions. Two questions. Just two questions.
Are we allowed to Google anything on our phones?
No.
It's
What?
Let's
You can Google what varietals exist in this world.
Let's go down this path first before we ask questions.
Well, this is what I was just thinking. I'm not going to ask Rob this because I don't. But what I was going to Google is, where's huckleberry grown?
I don't know. How the hell would I know that?
Well, no,
I know there's
just
huckleberries
in a field.
States.
That's why I was wondering if there's huckleberry in. Like, just for example, do they have huckleberry in France?
You'll triangulate it by the presence of huckleberry.
Yeah. I felt like that was a good clue.
Well, you don't know who wrote that review. It could be James Suckling.
Yeah.
Then he meant to say dingleberry, but he said huckleberry.
Yeah. No, huckleberry is dingleberry's brother.
Okay. Well, he's a...
Yeah. I don't really know much about huckleberry besides Huckleberry Finn.
That's true.
So my best guess on this would be like Tennessee, based off of that clue.
Tennessee. Yes.
It's a sour mash whiskey.
That's one of the songs I downloaded Wednesday. Oh. Tennessee. Hmm.
That doesn't help. I guess
it doesn't.
Oh, I hear you crunching. Mm.
The best thing about the chips is the crunch. It's really good. Yeah, there is sediment in this. When I go to take a drink, there's sediment. Or like, yeah.
If you don't know me by now.
Scott, look right in the glass at the like back by where my pinky is. Mm. Do you see it?
Yeah. But, yeah.
You will never, ever, ever know me.
This reminds me incredibly like the bedrock we had last night.
The bedrock.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, Scott.
The bedrock.
How many? For how many weeks have you been getting out wine, and I've been like,
weeks. I think we need to extend it out. Months.
It's been. I feel like my taste when it comes to wine, my palate has been off a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, we would. I would agree with that. Concur.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm a little bit nervous about. Mm. My judgment on this.
Is this propaganda? Is this like reverse propaganda from her superiors? They are figuring you out. You have to outsmart them. Say that you don't believe your palate is correct. Throw them off.
Robert?
Yes.
Why can't you just take her word? This is part of the problem. You overthink the things, and then you have the emotional response.
What are you thinking?
It's not healthy for you. Just listen, be a good husband, and do what your wife says.
One of the women that I saw tonight, Deanna, her husband had said, go get your hair done today. Go, like... you know, get dressed up. I'm going to take you out. And didn't tell her where and arrange the babysitter.
Where did they go?
She didn't know.
Oh, it was afterwards. I thought she ended up in Bunko.
No.
What's the new commercial? Always listen to your inner I need a taco. He took her to Taco Bell.
You're going to go to fucking Bunko.
I was so excited for her. That's really romantic.
It is nice.
Yeah. Some people, Taco Bell is romantic.
Yeah, you know.
I saw a couple that got married at a Taco Bell on the California coast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
So I guess some of the locations you can have wine.
Becky,
with your bean burrito.
Have you tasted the wine?
Yeah. That's why I said I'm worried about my palate.
Oh.
No. So what was your first...
Rebecca, you must step aside from your... hesitations.
I'm having a hard time getting away from Europe because the oaking is very light on it.
What is the grape?
What
do you think this is? Do you think this is Zinfandel? Do you think this is Cabernet? Does this have a lightness of a French? What is the body?
It's so dark. My first gut guess would be it's a Petite Syrah.
Hmm.
From Europe?
I mean, I don't know what it is. The other thing that it could be that I get really jacked on sometimes is it could be a Tempranillo. Ugh, I'm so bad at this game.
Usually you're very good. I gotta go straight Cali.
Really?
This, for me, is straight Cali.
Zin?
Yeah. And if it's not Zen, it's Cab, but we've got to walk through this.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first thing on the nose. It's got the berry profile. Zen. You can also have some Cabs that have that profile, right?
Yeah, you're right.
This doesn't have, for me, is any of the savory fruit you might get from a Cab.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the oaking is.
There's some tannins.
It's
but I would say light tannins.
It's a bigger tannin type wine. It's not a lighter tannin type wine. It's fullish body.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely beyond just regular medium body. This right. is medium to full. Like our number for full bodied, what is like 6? So I'd go, this is like 6.1, 6.2. It's full body, but it's not the fullest body. So
yep.
I don't know that I'd go Petite Syrah.
I don't want to waste a question on this, but something I was thinking about is if this is a blend or not. Did he say anything about that?
And it didn't read like a blend to me, but that's, yeah. We got...
I know.
It's got lavender and brambly fruit. And that's, to me, another thing when I'm thinking Zinfandel, brambly fruit.
Yeah.
As soon as I hear huckleberry and blueberry, I think brambly fruit. It doesn't.
There is a lot of sediment in my glass.
I think that's a fair question. Is this a blend? That's a fair question. And not including, we're going to have a caveat to that question.
Yeah, let's think about it.
That would be two questions.
Nope.
No.
It's a caveat.
A caveat.
Is this a blend? But a blend does not include Americanization of the blend, such as a particular very favored Zinfandel producer of ours that typically might put some Petite Syrah on their Zinfandel.
Right.
That doesn't count as a blend. Is this a blend, sir?
The label suggests it is a varietal.
Okay. A single varietal.
The label says a single varietal.
Okay. That's helpful.
Fair enough.
Before I forget, something else that happened at Bunko tonight is they had like maybe 8 bottles of wine, and then she had plastic cups set up to drink out of. And so sometimes we do laugh about our question about like how would this taste in a plastic cup?
We laugh is you're being kind. Yeah. You might mock it.
Yeah. But it is like a fair question if you're going to a party and you think that they're going to be serving out of plastic cups. And these were like maybe 12-ounce cups that had like gingerbread mint on the side.
That's plastic awesome. Cups.
And I was thinking like I want to take a picture of this because it is real life. And like it's your neighborhood ladies coming over. You're not necessarily going to be like, let me bust out wine glasses.
And maybe they don't have 12 wine glasses, too.
Right, that's a lot.
To be fair.
That's a lot. We have 12, but not 12 of them. Like, we couldn't be like, here's 12 cab glasses to drink out of.
I actually.
Easy.
Anyways, you don't know about the auxiliary.
But.
it's more than just what you said.
There were.
Robert, you're not paying attention to your lessons.
I know.
Listen.
There was Chateau Saint Michel. Yes, I don't know what it was.
Riesling?
White.
Oh, white. Yeah, but now I don't remember probably which one Riesling. It was. That's what I drink out of a plastic cup because some of the other choices I was like, there was some Yellowtail. There was something that said like South Africa huge on the label. And then it had like a weird A on it. It looked like someone had like made it in their basement, and so there was a Josh.
Oh,
so.
But anyways, that's why I went with the white in a plastic cup.
It's a plastic cup. It's fine, and none of those are
worthy of glass.
Embarrassing, or you know,
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah,
for me, it's.
We need to drink Josh again.
Do we?
I don't know why, but we do.
Well, really? Also, like, I wasn't going over there to have, like, a wine experience. You know what I mean? But
did you know, and I can say this because that Josh Sellers, you can make your own label currently. Upload your own picture and do all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Both of my labels were rejected.
Why?
Were they your drawings you do for me on the second episode?
They did feature you, but...
No, they were drawings of male anatomy.
It was a picture of Scott, one of them was, and it was... Restraining Order Red. That was the name of that one. And the other one was Mississippi Man Mud Butt Blend. They didn't like those two.
Wow.
They rejected it. You didn't tell me that. That's
I got an email.
You got an email.
I didn't match. It didn't meet their terms of service. I violated terms of service.
Violated their terms
That's
of service.
That's really funny.
I really think, though, quite frankly, getting that email was better than getting the label. So you know,
that's well.
They should have a restraining order read.
Did they include like a?
That's so funny, though.
No, the 19 Crimes should have a restraining order.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Trademark well, it.
Yeah, Josh hasn't gotten to that market, but they should. See, on the Mississippi Mud Butt, or the Mississippi Man Butt, but it was where you shaved your head. I had that picture, your head on there. And the other one, the restraining
order. That should have been the restraining order.
Yeah, it was your COVID. No, that was, I had a picture of you as John. So. You know, there might have been some other ones too, but let's just say those are the tamer ones, and those didn't get through. So,
apparently, your sketch work.
Funny.
Fuck you, Josh. Those were funny. I didn't draw a picture of a penis. I should do that.
Yeah, I'm sure that would get through too.
Right.
I would just say, "You suck, dick, Josh." So, anyway,
then you wouldn't get an email response. You'd get knock on the door at work.
What, Josh?
Mr. Dern, please. Yes.
But those guys would be tough.
Here you go, buddy.
We're from Josh. Ah, it's
like, that would be a subpoena service.
Oh, yeah, right. Like those D-bags. Yeah.
Are you in your first glass?
It is. Let's just say it's the first glass that's been assisted.
What?
He's done a refill.
Yeah, I've done a refill.
He's topped it off.
A retouch.
He's topped it off.
I've topped it. Off the glass.
Not a complete glass, but he topped it off.
Yeah. Okay. So, moving
so he's
along.
Working that. It's still my first glass thing, but yeah, he's got more glass.
It's been topped off.
Yeah.
So, where are we on varietal? What do you believe the varietal to be?
Let's talk about this wine a little
You
more.
Did.
We haven't talked about what it tastes like. We just jumped straight to trying to guess.
What does it taste like?
Do you get any funk in it or no?
No. Are we talking about like Pinot funk? Like earthy Pinot funk? No.
I get some like mossiness in the back of the nose. And that's where I'm having a hard time with it being Cali. But.
How do you like this? The other rest of the review. Dark, powerful, inky, funky.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't get the funk.
Inky is a good description.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'm so sensitive to it, though. Inky and funky, I feel like, are the two things I would say about this. And then you would say berry.
Mm.
So where would that help? Like, where would that take us? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know, madam.
That sip was a little more Cali. Jeez, it's hard. I wonder if our listeners in their car are just laughing at us.
Laughing at you. La, 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 laughing.
Well, yes, they know what it is right now.
I think it's a little... the fruit's not bright and...
Right. That's fair.
Ripe fruit like a cab.
And it's not like a raspberry.
No.
What was that for?
Nothing. I'm just amused. I'm amused, amused, amused.
I'm a swoosh.
I would say blackberry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's black fruit. I agree with you, though, it is not savory fruits. I'm not seeing that in there.
You think a little, like, currant in the mid-palate? Or something else in the mid-palate?
I could see that.
What are you getting out of the fruit profile, Mr. Dern? You're allowed to talk and drink. We need your expert palate descriptors.
I think you do, actually.
Well, I think maybe we
can help us. Tell us some things that you taste.
It's not the longest finish.
It's not. That's a good question.
I think it's nicely oaked, but it's not. The oak is just a small component of this wine.
Chewy mid palate. Unripe blackberry in the front palate, followed up by a little bit of tart blueberry. There is a bit of a nuance of tobacco in the middle palate, but it isn't particularly strong. It's more terroir driven than oak driven. Often, I think you get the tobacco from oak.
Is there some tomato in this?
Yeah, a little sun dried tomato.
Okay,
I'll go for that
in the mid palate, right?
Well, maybe towards the finished even.
I think actually it's kind of going right through that same thing I'm saying with the tobacco. I think you could make that kind of go either way on that. I called it tobacco. Becky called it sun-dried tomato. I can see both. It's slightly earthy. Slightly earthy elements right there.
And that should take us somewhere, and I should know that. I should have that memorized. I don't.
I do think that takes us away from a zin, though.
It could.
Zins are chameleons, though.
Come a chameleon.
And zins can be blent with the Petit Sirah you talked about.
It's a good call. I can't believe that you thought this was going to be the bar is set at 70.
It should be. You've both had this.
We've had it?
Well, kind of. Sort
what
of.
What does that mean?
You've had red wine before.
You've had red wine out of a glass before.
You're going to go, shut up! When I show you what it is.
Really?
Yeah. And you go, ah! And Scott's going to go,
I love the voices that you do.
I don't
have like,
it.
That's how I
that's
talk.
That's the way I hear it in my mind.
The thing I hate about this.
It's hard for you?
It's hard for me. But once I get a thought in my mind.
I know.
It's hard for me to go back from it.
But it takes you a while, though, to do that. So it's all right.
It's also really easy to convince yourself of something like, in my mind, I'm like, I feel like this is European because it has that funkiness. And it's hard for me to be like, it's anything but European. I'm the same way. We're just on opposite sides. But
my first thought was different than yours.
Yeah. But it's hard.
Listen to your heart.
Rob, both of us. Rob said, hey, put your nose in this. What do you think? You guys are going to get this. You're going to get this. This is easy. And as soon as I put, he says, what do you think? Put your nose in it. I said, it's Zinfandel. It's berry. It's this.
Yeah.
And then he read part of the review.
I know.
And then, again, why part of the review read.
You don't know who wrote that. It could be the tasting panel.
And I'll
it still describes
this.
It in.
Now the nose to me is a touch sweet. Like a bubble.
I need a pour, please.
A bubblegum sweet.
Bubblegum.
Mm-hmm.
It's sangria. It's real sangria. The problem with real sangria, it's a twist top.
Oh, there was sangria.
I'm sure there was.
Like in a yellow bottle or something.
That's the best kind.
No, but smell it. There is like a bubblegum sweetness in there.
Yes, right on the nose.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah.
Now I'm like, there's bubblegum sweetness. There's funk. There's.
Well, I mean, it's the Rorschach test. You look at the ink blots and you see 50 different things. So. Mm-hmm. That's part of the lavender and the fruit. So if you muddle it and you take it, don't look at it real quick. You look at it real fast.
So then that does make me think,
it's just sweet berries for me. I don't get this all the way to bubblegum, but it's sweet fruit, sweet berry. It's still that brambly berry for me.
You pop your nose in real quickly.
And it's sweet.
The lavender and the berry, you sniff that. It kind of smells like Hubba Bubba, but that's okay. It's not.
Not in
No. It's just
not in a cheap way. I don't think that.
A quick take is that. Yeah. It's not really.
But that makes me go more towards your view of zin. Like Rob said, it's a chameleon.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. It really does.
I just don't. I never got the funk out of it. There's that thing we've described as, Rob called it maybe a hint of tobacco and. You mentioned sun-dried tomato, that savory thing, and I said maybe currant.
Mm-hmm. So here's a question.
Mm.
We don't often see sun-dried tomato.
It's just a question for me.
No.
Oh.
It's to Scott. Me and Scott are talking.
It's to the
This is the show. AB conversation. See your way out.
Ow. Well, I'll see you next Tuesday.
So here's a question for you.
Okay.
We have been locked on California versus Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to introduce South America and kind of talk ourselves through that? Because this could be an Apatagua cab.
I come from a man down under.
It could be. Would it surprise you if it was? Mm. It wouldn't surprise me. Because it has the vegetal.
Oh, the vegetal.
Vegetal in the sun-dried tomato. That's what I mean.
Okay.
It has like a kind of a funny tobacco thing. I don't know. I'm not saying it is, but I think we need to.
What about Australia?
No.
No?
I think we need to process through South America and vote yes or like decide yes or no. But I think we need to consider it.
But you've never had Penfolds Lagrange before.
This is not Penfolds Lagrange.
Do you know that for certain?
It could. I mean, so could it be? Yeah, yeah.
What, Penfolds Lagrange?
No.
Okay.
I may be looking that way. I'm talking to the show. I'm talking to my partner in crime. Here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm being helpful.
Keeps thinking that we're talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. Tell me.
Well, here's the other thing. The oaking to me does not taste American. It doesn't taste overly oaked. It is a really light, well done oak.
So I'll tell you. The other thing that's pointing me towards Zen is, one, first, that's where I was at. And then we had a Bedrock Zen, Sonoma Zen last night. No, it was more, it had more savory fruit than this, but the mouthfeel, the texture was very similar. Oh. It was probably a little bigger, and it was turly.
Yeah.
For me, this has a similar oaking to that. It's just well oaked.
Okay.
And we're probably going to find out this was just all on stainless steel and we're fucking idiots.
Do you think this is a Turley?
Are you getting a Turley mouthfeel? It's just shy. It's just shy of the depth of Turley. I'm not certain. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Yeah.
I like it. It's not the most complex. It doesn't have a lot of things going on. And it's, for me...
It could possibly be a juvie. Possibly be a juvie.
We'll give you that.
But I don't know that Rob would have...
Absolutely he would do that to us.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
I think it could possibly be a juvie.
Maybe it's a J-Lore Hilltop.
Don't.
Nobody's writhing in pain and dying, so it's probably not.
Back to your original query, which we've kind of danced around. Yeah. I pointed it back to you, and then we kind of headed the other direction. But this does remind me of a Zen.
Yeah.
It just does.
Yeah.
But could it be a South American cab? Does it fit the profile of that? I like it. So if I had to pick between, is it a Cali cab or a South American cab? Yeah, I got to go South American cab.
Yeah.
Just, you know, if there's a couple things it doesn't have that points you back towards Zen. It doesn't have any peppery finish. It doesn't have any of those finish profiles that
it
make you think
white
Zen.
Pepper in the...
It does have a little bit on the finish.
Well, you think?
But the review said white pepper, and I don't get it strongly.
Are you getting pepper on the finish?
No, and I love pepper as a finish, and
particularly
I'm not getting
white pepper.
It. Yeah.
But Rob says, yes, it's there.
It is there.
That is something, so when we were talking about Europe, and I was like, when I said Tempranillo, usually the pepper in a Tempranillo is a little bit stronger than this. It is stronger than this, not a little bit, it is stronger than this. So that a little bit steered me away from Spain. But I don't know. I'm thoroughly confused. I feel like you could talk me into anything at this point.
All right. one more time, quickly. Let's go front to back on this wine so we give our listeners what we think this tastes like.
I know. Some of our listeners that...
So the blackberry, hint of blueberry, okay. Rob liked a hint of blueberry.
Do you feel like, are you about to lose your mind on us?
Slightly. More him than you.
Okay.
You're just dumb.
Well, I am dumb sometimes.
You're dumb right now.
Okay.
This is frustrating.
Something that I want to say to our listeners.
Inexcusable, and you'll know why shortly.
All right.
I
just don't have it.
Some of our favorite, our listeners that have messaged us on Facebook and that kind of, and like are the ones that we've like talked to. I mean, I have no idea what this wine is. I have no idea if you can like just buy it. But I really, if it is a wine that you can buy and you can drink while you're listening to this episode, I feel like that would be so, it would make me and Scott, I feel like, really happy for you to be like, Becky, when you were drinking it and you smelled the funk, you were so crazy. Or like, Scott, when you kept saying it was a Zin, I wanted to shake you because it was obviously, you know, I like really, really... I don't know. I hope that one of our listeners does that, because I would love to hear from you when you were drinking it, if it like just totally stood out to you that it was whatever it is.
So originally, here's where we've gone. So let's go back to the wine.
Yep.
So blackberry, blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
I thought a touch of savory fruit there, like blackcurrant or something, but Becky mentioned sun-dried tomato.
Yep.
Rob said maybe a hint of tobacco, which takes you to somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
which takes us where?
He doesn't know. It just takes him someplace else.
Well, we should know. We should know what tobacco is.
It took me to a truck. There's this truck stop outside of Topeka, Kansas. And,
well, it's cigarettes.
I met this guy named Roy. And
his name was Wendell.
Okay. I know Rob said
nice
that according to the bottle,
touch.
It said this.
No, I didn't say gentle. I said soft.
Am I allowed to play on my phone and look at
You're stuff? Allowed to provide me with the varietal.
Mm.
It's time.
No, Scott wants to go through it. Okay.
You're real three.
But to finish, so for me, it's just not the most complex wine.
Yeah, I agree. I would agree with that.
It is. You just don't understand it.
No.
What is the varietal then, folks?
I'm open to any suggestion.
I know.
You know what I think it is.
When Rob said that Zin's a chameleon. That does make me be like, oh, God, is this going to be a Zin? I need to touch more.
That's what I think it is.
So then,
but if you think not, I go with your opinion. You're
but
so
I
much
don't
better
have
this
a command. I don't have like a. I'm not like this is a blank because of these reasons. I wish I could, you know.
But when you had your nose in it, you were like Petite Sirah, and.
The funk is just too strong for me to say it's a Zin. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a Zin that I've had that's funky.
God, I just
OZ Viva's pretty funky.
I just don't
get it. It has something growing on the inside of the bottle. What is that?
It's a piece of cheese.
I just don't get the funk from the nose. I just don't. But it's fine if you do. And Rob, I think you said you get a little funk.
The review said funk.
I know. It said the wine was somewhat funky. It didn't necessarily
Did
say
it mean
mushroom.
Like...
Funky.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You have to ask James. Or no, it was me, Wilford. I reviewed this wine.
Which kind of funk is
it? I'm going to use this voice until you give a fucking varietal for this fucking thing. You're going to go, let's break it down. It's four times you've done that.
I know,
Jesus Christ.
Can
either you know it or
it
you don't. What is the varietal, damn it?
Becky?
Say the varietal now. Or I'm going to talk about the time I was in Tijuana and I went to a donkey show.
I don't
show.
Think it's a
Did
Merlot.
You funky?
Let's do what it's
what?
Not.
What
it's
isn't it?
It's not a Merlot.
It's not Chardonnay.
It's not a Moscato.
Are you sure it's not Moscato? I don't know that Scott ruled that
At
out
this
yet.
Point.
I think it's Infidel. That's what I'm going with. That's my story and I'm sticking to
it. I wrote it down. Go for it.
I just don't think it's Petite Sirah.
Oh. He doesn't think it's Petite Sirah.
Petite Sirah is the one that has the pencil lead.
Yes.
But it doesn't have that.
Oh, well, does it?
The tobacco is what I. This is my mind goes absolutely blank when we do this.
Wouldn't it be infuriating if it was another Vranic?
Not that my mind slam it on the ground.
Not blank most of the time now.
Yeah.
From pounding my head against the wall.
I don't think it's a Tempranillo. I did say that earlier because I don't think it's big enough for a Tempranillo.
Or a Monastrell?
No. Negatory.
What about a Grenache?
Nope.
I don't feel like it's going to be like a Chianti or anything like that.
What about a Syrah? Oh, Syrahs can do things like this. They can be funky.
We bring this whole bottle.
Yeah, and you don't like it. You don't like it very much. I can tell. It could be a Syrah. It's funky, don't you think? The Syrah funk.
I'll go Zen with you because I do feel like
you said Chianti and I didn't think Italian.
It's pronounced Chianti.
Yeah. Chianti.
Chante.
You know, maybe the reviewer wrote funk because you were in that one pair of sweatpants. You know that pair?
Yes.
The one that's still in police custody?
Well, the thing
from
is,
that investigation?
Normally sweatpants are soft, but this in the front is all crusty. I don't know why. What?
We're not having this conversation.
Somebody sat on my lap one time.
Stop.
Never mind. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
You're gross.
What? It's natural. It happens to the best of them. And even me. So, Zinfandel. So where's it from? Triple B will say the Finger Lakes, I'm sure.
Well, might as well.
Well, that would be Cali.
Are you sure about that? Are you familiar
Cali,
with?
Okay. And I'm going to go Sonoma.
You're going to go Sonoma. Triple B, do you concur?
This is the part where I'm the weakest.
Yeah. Are you sure about that?
AVA.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It's AVA. Is Sonoma? Or do you want to go, Santa Barbara?
Sonoma.
You want to go any more into Sonoma? You want to say Dry Creek?
No.
You want to say Russian River Valley? Do you want to say Mendocino? And for Scott, that's Medicino because you don't know how to pronounce it.
I said that one time.
I know. You said it a lot that one time, though.
Well, you didn't say it. You said it also.
Now, by Sonoma, do you say Sonoma or Sonoma Coast?
Sonoma.
Just Sonoma. Okay. Anything else? Any further details?
I think it's 14.5.
14.5. Wow.
I think it's...
I would go 14.5. It doesn't taste overly boozy to me.
Fifty-fifty French and American.
You always say that, you douchebag. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I think this is... Rebecca, money.
Money? Oh, how much does it cost?
$22. You know, I think that I'm going to take a flying leap and say this is, he bought a second bottle of Sagesio.
Oh, you think it's Sagesio, huh? You're pretty smart, huh? You think
I'm not pretty smart.
Sagesio.
That's 100 points if you guess the maker.
What oaking are you thinking?
50-50.
Okay. Oh.
French American.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
You're guessing Sagesio.
And you said $22. Mind you, Sagesio is $19.99. You want to read?
$21.99.
What I bought it for. It's $20.
Wine.com?
I didn't buy it on wine.com.
Can we take a moment and look at Bobo?
He lays there with his head on the pillow.
Cute.
All right, folks.
Hold on. I want to say something.
Well, okay. Do we need to finalize our choices? I just started talking out loud and kind of machine gunning stuff.
Oh, machine gunning.
Yeah, it's machine gunning.
I did that one time. I machine gunned some stuff.
We have really gone through this wine quickly.
Yes. Not really. I resorted to Wilford's voice to move you along.
Okay.
So we haven't come to conclusions quickly.
I mean we've actually drank through this wine quickly. There's barely any left. That's what I mean.
It's gone. We enjoyed it.
We didn't talk about Oregon or Washington.
Please don't.
I think there's a reason.
Okay. You think no way.
I think no way.
Okay.
The phrase that comes to mind is nah, baby, nah.
Maybe it could be an Oregon Pinot Gris. No.
It's because it's single varietal.
Yeah.
So you're talking Washington Cab, Oregon Pinot. Not so much.
I'm with you too. I just feel like we need to say no.
And
Washington, I feel like, does some real flashy, jazzy things sometimes. This doesn't feel jazzy to me.
And it's not a Washington Cab. If it is, I'm wrong.
That's to be correct. You'd be wrong.
Is he really wrong?
No,
about Washington, but I'll give you that one. It's not from Washington.
If it is a Washington Cab, I'd be wrong.
You're still wrong. But anyway.
Can we do a choice and a B choice?
Why not?
Why not? Absolutely. The B choice doesn't count, but go ahead. What are your other guesses?
Let's do a B choice. Not Zin. Let's just be crazy.
Where do you want to go? No, I'm be crazy.
Chardonnay.
Let's say Petite Sirah.
For me, the B choice that I liked the most was when you said, what about a South American cab?
You can each do.
Okay, let's do that. Do that. No, let's do it.
Or
okay.
Do you like, you were on Petite Sirah, so you put your nose to it.
You took a hand off it. South America.
I said Zin and she didn't.
Where is it really from?
Where's it really from? Chile or Argentina?
So Henry's at this soccer camp.
Uruguay.
And his goalkeeper training coach is Argentinian. And Henry said, he's teaching me his language. And I said, I was so nervous about what he was going to say. And he said, he's from a country next to Brazil. And I was like, okay. You know, what weird thing are you going to say? But he said Argentina. I was really impressed. I really was. But then I was afraid he was going to tell me he was learning to speak Argentinian, but he did not.
Well.
Thankfully.
The other day he said, Dad, what are some red wines? Pinot Noir is one.
Stop. No, he didn't.
I swear to God, Cabernet is one. Zinfandel. I said, that's right. Well, I said, a couple years ago, I said, Henry, what is the main red wine of Burgundy? And he goes, Pinot Noir.
That's not real.
That you said that, but happened.
I He's told me that before.
It happened.
He used to make Henry listen to the Wine Vault podcast.
Yes.
In the car.
No, so let's say our A choice is a Cali Sonoma Zin. Our B choice would be a Apatagua Cab.
Okay, Apatagua, so Chile.
Okay.
Want to do that?
Apatagua.
Sure.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back. And I'm going to reveal how well they have done.
I think terrible. But I don't know what else we could do.
You could think harder.
Do you feel like we got an F?
Yeah.
F minus. Here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, their A choice, which is the one that counts, although the B choice is completely wrong. Everything is wrong about the B choice. Okay. It's not a cab. It's not from South America. It's not Chilean. And it sure as hell is in Apatagua. And it doesn't taste like Apatagua.
Okay.
So, unless Apatagua was on steroids. Okay. So, the varietal, they guessed Zinfandel.
Boop, boop, boop.
That's right. It's not Zinfandel.
Wait.
Wait, hold on. Instead of starting with the varietal, because that's the hardest. Let's start with, like,
you want me to
price.
Okay, price. What can you buy it for?
Yeah. It's a Turley, isn't it?
$110, $125?
No.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
How
much does it cost? Don't.
How much does it cost us?
Yeah.
48, I think. 44, 48.
Okay.
Jesus, yeah, you're really stupid.
Snap a cab, Turley.
What?
You're still stupid. No. It costs about $48.
Okay.
For us. But you said 110.
Further details.
Tell
well,
me the
that's.
Oaking next.
I don't have information on that.
Okay. Oh, all
what's
right, smart
ABV?
Guy.
ABV.
Don't show us the bottle.
Yeah, show us the bottle.
No, no, no.
I want to see it.
Not yet. What's the ABV?
$14.6, so you missed that.
No, that's perfect. We said $14.5.
That's wrong.
I've never seen.
No, we get that.
No, you don't.
We get 10 points.
You don't get that.
Oh, my God.
You missed it.
By a tenth of a percentage point?
Yes.
I've never seen a 6. It's always by a whole.
You missed it.
Let me ask you a question.
You missed it.
Let me ask you a question.
Missed
by
it.
American ABV labeling requirements, what's the plus or minus on what they have to label it by?
Oh.
Sir. We are within the margin of error.
Yeah, we are.
Yes, we are.
3 points.
Oh, my Lord.
You don't get...
Yes, we are.
No. I'll give you 10 points for the oaking because I don't know, but I know that's wrong.
Can we get 5 points
for the... No, we get 10 points for the ABV.
No.
Absolutely.
No, you don't.
It was 14.6 and we said 14.5.
And you also guessed Sagacio. Very wrong.
Well, if it's not Zinfandel.
You guessed Cali. That's correct.
Bingo, bingo.
So there's 10 points.
We should have said Napa.
And that is the end of the points.
Oh, because we got 20 points.
So
no, we got 20, 10
got,
for the Oaky, 10 for the ABV.
You didn't get 10 for the
and
ABV.
And USA, you that's didn't. 10.
Okay.
And 20 for Cali.
40 points.
That's 50
points.
Oh, yeah.
Great job, Scott.
No, you get
50 points.
10 plus 20.
20 plus 10 plus 10.
Yeah. I also feel like I did
50.
A fantastic job finding the sun-dried tomato and the bubblegum in it. And the funk.
Bubblegum. God, I never saw the
thank
funk.
You. Have a
oh,
good day.
To be
Howl Mountain?
On Howl Mountain.
Hmm.
Jesus
it is
Christ.
The 2013.
It's a little spent is what it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Because it's the Rattlesnake Ridge Petite Syrah.
Oh, my God.
What? It's a Petite Syrah?
I got no Petite Syrah on this.
Oh,
it was the number 17 wine of the year in the Wine Spectator Top 100. It got a 95 from the Wine Spectator.
It is a Petite Syrah. Are you kidding me?
Their review, bright, vivid, and extremely aromatic with lavender, white pepper, and cinnamon notes up front, backed by a core of huckleberry, blackberry, and blueberry flavors. The fleshy tannins have a rustic appeal, but never get in the way of the details and the long finish. Accented by mineral, toasted herb, and black tea elements. Drink now.
Tea, I definitely. That's such a good call. I'm so mad at myself.
Drink now through 2030.
See, right now, after the fact, I the black tea was there. I never got the tobacco.
The black tea, I'm mad at myself for missing that.
So I guess I've never had a Petite Syrah that's aged this long. And it's so much leaner.
You've had the Pacenti and stuff like that.
Not this. Not the 13.
That's
not
what they
the
taste.
13. What was the first year I bought Turley? The 14s or the 15s? And I drank all the Petite Syrahs.
You should be.
How was this easy?
Yeah, oh my God. It smelled like fucking Turley right off the bat. The nose is just like giving
that's
it away.
That's why I said Zin.
And I did have a little bit of a hard time not picking this as a Turley because of the sediment. Something about the way it set in the glass made me think it was a Turley. And I should have said that. I should have said that.
The colors scream Petite Syrah. Then the flavor profile is... Now, I thought the Pazenti was better. The Pazenti Petite Syrah.
I think the Pazenti Petite Syrah... Raw presents better. I think typically it scores better. I don't think they offer Howl Mountain every year in the Petite Syrah.
I don't know about that. But
something that I...
Same structure, same
I
flavor
really
profile.
I really struggled on finding the words and like the... I don't know. Not the vocabulary, but just the words to say. Zins are normally a lighter, fruitier... Lighter than a Petite Syrah.
Oh, 100%.
I mean,
it's supposed to be.
So what tricked me on that was this was not heavy as the Petite Sirah.
It's not.
But I've never had one that's been aged 8 years.
Yeah. And jazzy's not the right word, but just more
this
of a...
It makes me so excited to have the Petite Sirah that I have in my closet. Jazzy? No, I agree. It's not jazzy.
It's not jazzy. But Zins are like a little bit more fruity. I don't know the other word I'm looking for. Jazzy's not it, but somewhere around there. This was a little bit of a darker wine without having a savory fruit, which Petite Sirah
typically
is.
Typically do. I agree.
And...
You're nailing this.
Well, I'm like...
This was trickier.
But I didn't do a great job of explaining why I thought it was a Petite Sirah. Now I'm mad at myself because some of the things that I know led me to believe it was a Petite Sirah, especially the color... And especially the earthiness and the sun-dried tomato. Like, that is not a common Zin thing. And I should have been more of an advocate about it.
Well, the tobacco can come from so many places, but I never got the tobacco, and I couldn't
get the tobacco either. The sun-dried tomato really threw me off and made me a little bit anxious about South America. It really did. Sun-dried tomato over like stewed tomato, but it just was still a little bit like.
Well, here's the wine of the year review, because they're always different. Above St. Helena on the northeastern ridge of Napa Valley, the Petite Sirah from Rattlesnake Ridge Vineyards is another fantastic expression of Howl Mountain. Dark, powerful, inky, funky, this sun-drenched but cool, windy site brings out the best characteristics of Petite Sirah.
And the other thing is, my wine palette has been really off. It has been really off, hasn't it?
Yeah.
For 3-4 weeks? No, it has. I feel like I've not been a wine fan for a while.
True.
And so that made me... No, but I think that's valid. It
makes you self-conscious.
I was telling him easy.
And so it made me just second-guess everything that I thought... I was tasting and knowing about the wine.
Well, with that, Triple B, what is your score for this wine?
It's so hard to shift your head there.
I think I would have scored it differently if I didn't know what it is.
I know, yeah, that's why
same.
I did that.
Same.
No, you should have had a score before you told us what it was, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, oh, I know, because Turley, you're like 90, but I wouldn't score this a 90.
Agree. I was thinking 89.
Yeah.
It's good. It's just not that complex. I think it's a little spent.
It's not.
Not spent.
Scott, the thing is...
I know what he's saying, though.
You have to draw. When you draw in, you realize this thing is just... It's not spent. It's actually...
Not spent. That's not what I mean.
It's... First of all, I've always mocked you in your worship of Petite Sirahs because this is what they are in their elite sense. Mm. Scott, this is what they are. I don't dislike Petite Sirahs, but let's be frank. There's this myth that there's there's some sort of legendary wine. They're not. I mean, this is a really great wine. I give it a 90, by the way. But it's a fairly straightforward, big fruit, big briary fruit, tannin, and a little bit of spicy elements, whatever you want to call it, on the finish. But it's more of structure, and it's not something that is wildly aromatic, even though they say it is. It's not something that is wildly expansive. You put Ubruth next to this thing,
yeah,
or you put Pacenti next to this thing, the Zins. You put the Rattlesnake Ridge Zins or the Dragon Zins or any of those things. Those things are way more alluring and kind of engaging. Now,
complex.
You're
going to have more complexity than this.
This, though, Scott, this one particularly, I think in 2025, you're going to see it show a little bit more. But they didn't know that in 2015. So, I think these wines are scored high because they're giving them some kind of credit for being Petite Sirah. And I think it goes across the board, and that's why I think sometimes they're a little overscored from the thing. I give it a 90, 289s, I suppose. I think that's all real close.
You never let me give my score.
Okay,
what'd
you give?
I thought you said 89. No.
Right. I didn't give it an 89. So, here's what I'll say. I don't think it's spent. I do think it is a true expression of a Petite Sirah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the Turley mouthfeel from it, which is not I don't know. That's not necessarily something to downgrade it on, but I will tell you, if you had asked me my score before you told me it was a Turley, I think I would have said an 88.
Uh-huh. And after?
That's what made me want to bump it up. I think Scott is exactly right. I think that I would give this an 88 to an 89. I would not give this a 90.
I didn't bump it up. I did not go 90. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to not say 90 on a Turley. I was drinking this, doing the score through my head, it was 89. I really like it because although it's not the most complex, it's a really good, like,
it's,
you
it's,
know, we kept drinking it and drinking it and drinking it. It was so
It's a perfectly made, perfectly done petite Syrah. But blindly, without any, this is my whole point. This is the whole point of this exercise. Blindly, because I had two petite Syrahs out and I opted for this one. I had the Camus Susan.
Oh.
But then I went with this. I wanted to prove a point that petite Syrahs in a blind tasting aren't as alluring. If you would have started off by knowing what it was, the scores would be, I'm betting you,
like a 91.
92, 93.
I don't know.
No, it would be. And you know that. No. You couldn't resist it, Scott. You'd wet your pants seeing what it was, because this is like the crown jewel of the Turley Petite Syrah portfolio.
This is not the crown
jewel. It's the highest scoring.
This one was the highest scoring. That doesn't mean it's a crown jewel.
It is for people. Scott.
Hain is the highest.
Hain can go suck a dick. Easy. Hain's not that good. Hain. I've had Hain.
You guys
I've
are
had,
so mad
I've had Hain's
Hain's Petite a crown Syrah. Jewel?
It's not. It's not very good. I've had it on multiple occasions. Okay. And it's a very average wine, especially for the price.
What
I was
going to
bring that tonight. You know that?
Were you really?
I almost said I want to bring a special.
Well, you can.
Something that I was thinking about this Petite Syrah is Petite Syrah is not my favorite.
True.
It's fine.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about whether it was a Merlot or not. I don't think we would have ever gone down that path. But some of the... Like, Merlot was kind of like a wine to me. Like, there was some of that in this. Like, kind of like, okay, sure, it's fine. I will say, though, I do see why this is added to Zins. Why they added it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it adds so much nuanced flavor and, like, that kind of thing.
Punch.
So, yes.
I think, also, you've got a wine that has a succinct front, middle, and a finish, and that goes well with the Zinfandel products. That's what they specialize in.
Yep.
They're all going to be easy drinkers, sexy drinkers, and the Petite Syrahs do well.
Rob's saying that Zin is a chameleon, which is a true statement. That led me down the Zin path, and I am mad at myself for buying into that too much.
And that's why I said that.
But here's the thing. He did this on purpose. He sent me up by saying it was easy. You guys should get this.
You should have.
How? Why?
I mean, I basically did. I just gave in.
That Petite Syrah has a grand.
I've never had an 8-year-old Petite Syrah.
Oh my God, that's young for this wine.
I get it.
It's also weird, though, we don't often drink only a Petite Syrah. We really don't.
Not that often, no.
That's not a common drink.
I've probably got, I don't know how many Turley Petite Syrahs that I can't wait. Particularly after this, I can't wait to let them go and let them, because they are they're big burly bastards when they're young. They're still really good.
Yeah.
But
the body on this did surprise me a little bit. Knowing that this was a Turley Petite Syrah.
This was not a body of a Petite Syrah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's why I don't get it. I didn't get it.
I think that's a fair statement.
It reminded me exactly of the Turley Bedrock I had last night, but it didn't have the savory component. But as soon as it hit my mouth, I went, God, this reminds me of last night.
That's because it's a Turley.
Yeah, but...
But the truth is, it really doesn't have that velvety mouthfeel. What it has is an aged Turley mouthfeel.
But Petite Syrahs are far more tannic than Zins. So, and also, they're not blending them as much as they do with the Zins. So you're obviously not going to...
I don't think this is blended at all.
They don't list it. I don't think it's 100%.
I wonder what they would blend it with. Zin? No.
Yes. That's what's there. If it's on Howl Mountain, and it is a Howl Mountain, The only thing they do there are cab, Zen, and they're not putting the cab within there. So it's probably...
I'm going to call and ask. That's a good question.
Yes. It changes from year to year, though. So I even looked up on the website, and they don't mention it. So they don't give a lot of details on that.
Pop on the website and look at... Go to the wines and go to the Rattlesnake Ridge.
I did.
Look at the picture of the mountain.
Yeah, I know. It's freaking
gorgeous. Snow-capped.
Yes.
Folks, do yourself a favor. Go to turleywinecellars.com. Yep. Hit the wine selection and go to Rattlesnake Ridge Petit Sirah. Look at that snow-covered vineyard. Gorgeous!
But folks, I think I have proven once again that I am...
An idiot?
No, trust me. No, there's only one idiot in this room. So...
Wait. That's...
You did poorly, Scott. You did poorly.
Becky
had it. She said Petit Sirah, and then you walked her away from it. You screwed Becky over once again. You were on this Petit Sirah train. You were going to get it until he started talking. That's what happened.
Did I double us back to Petit Sirah?
The next, folks.
It was Rob when he said that Zen is a chameleon. That's what did it.
Don't listen to me.
If you hadn't said that, then I would have been more like,
I'm evil.
But didn't I double us back to Petit Sirah in our final discussion of which varietal? We doubled back to Petit Sirah, and we even went to South America. It's like...
I know. You were in Europe.
It had that berry fruit that it's really not,
folks,
the most normal in Petit Sirah.
There's one thing that's clear to me. The next time we do this, there will no longer be a team. They will be against each other.
No. We're doing team.
No, you won't, because you're holding Becky back from being great.
Oh, God.
And we can't have that. So, folks.
Sound like Trump.
For Rob the Wine Guy, Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver, and the Triple
That's
B.
Funny.
We're going to bid you adieu. But see you next time.
Are you going to grab the bottle by the base and throw it down the street of Times Square?
The other thing is, I didn't write my name one time during this episode, and I think that held us back.
You were on the edge of your seat. Scott held you back.
I think that's good for you. That's growth. That's a sign of growth.
Look, I just did it.
Yeah, he just held you back. So. Regardless, folks, we will see you next time here on The Wine Vault. Good night.